The Oz Minerals move is the latest by the South Australian government to try to encourage growth in the state. There are long-standing fears about the South Australian economy, which is seventh in the country, just ahead of Tasmania. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting.
Yes, they send him there.
Yep.
And then say, here's the demolition plan. Mm-hmm.
And on the Theo Maris has been a property developer in Adelaide for 40 years. He owns large swaths of the city, both commercial and residential.
Glass door, review finishes of door. I have seen prime ministers, ministers, premiers, mayors and everybody come and go for many, many years. We've seen South Australia have its slight ups and downs, but there's one thing about Adelaide, it does not collapse. It doesn't have big booms, but it never has big busts.
There are ongoing concerns about the state's current economic position. The car industry is wrapping up, and there's a possibility the next fleet of submarines may be built overseas. But Mr. Maris says the economy is just in a transition phase.
We seem to forget that we have some very budding industries in South Australia. We focus a lot on what's happened with the manufacturing industry. We have education. We have health. We have a huge viticulture industry. Let's not forget one other major driving force in Adelaide, and that is the hospitality industry. Food and beverage hospitality industry employs about 35,000 people, much, much more than what Holden's and other people and other organisations were employing.
The director of the University of Adelaide's Australian Workplace Innovation and Social Research Centre, Professor John Speer, disagrees. He says the worst could be yet to come.
We can't absorb the loss of in excess of 10,000 jobs. We need short-term job-rich infrastructure investment to compensate for the collapse of the auto industry. So there's a need for significant investment in accelerating major infrastructure projects so that we do have the jobs available for those who need them when the auto industry closes in 2016-2017.
In a bid to secure a development, the Wetherill government recently sold land in a private deal. The Supreme Court labelled the sale unlawful and irrational, but the Premier has defended the move. He says voters should expect to see more controversial decisions as the government tries to promote desperately needed development. Theo Maris says the state government has done a good job in providing new land and planning laws to encourage growth.
I think that this government is doing everything they can to provide whatever is necessary for the development industry to progress.
That's a view echoed by residential developer Craig Holden. He's been in the industry for more than 20 years. He says the city is seeing a boom in residential developments.
No, this is unprecedented. The late 80s, when the 80s boom was on, it was also a period of, but that was a short-lived period. We are now in a sustained new development period, and we are attracting foreign capital. That never happened in Adelaide before.
Theo Maris says politicians need to focus on aspects of the state's industry that are working well.
I think the politicians generally are playing a blame game to inadequacies, personal inadequacies, right? But that should not deter the business sector from getting on with the game. This is about playing the ball. This is not about playing the man. And I would like to see all sectors of our community, starting from the political sector, getting on with the main game of playing the ball and leaving the man alone.
Property developer Theo Maris, ending that report from Natalie Whiting.